Welcome to the WDW Review, and I'm your host, Chris Malik, and I'm joined by my co-hosts, Stacey Nyman and Peter Ponicorvo. How are you guys?
I'm good.
Good, thank you.
And guest co-host, Jen Bachman. Jen, how are you?
I'm doing great, thank you.
We should just go with just the Jen. We're missing the Bachman, but we'll make do. That's okay. We're good. Guys, we got a good show today. We got a participation show today. And, you know, before we start, I talk about what's good in our life. But I'm going to hog it first. All right, usually I pass it around, but I'm going to hog it first. And here's why. The show we got today was Jen's idea. And it was about the best things I ever ate. And so just in a conversation between me and Jen off the air, we came up with like 15 categories. And we were like, this is going to be a little too big. So we had to condense it down to three. And as we're recording today, which is the very beginning of November, you know, the world is kind of going backwards and forwards and things are a little bizarre right now in everyone's world. And I realized we don't talk about food on this show a whole heck of a lot. And it kicked me back to something we watch when we have dinner. So we've been watching this YouTube channel called Great Big Story. I don't know if you guys have ever seen Great Big Story on YouTube. There is a particular host. Her name is Beryl. B-E-R-Y-L. And she is like the most natural and most fun person to watch on YouTube. And she talks about eating like it's her passion and her purpose in life. So it's awesome to watch this. She made a great quote the other day and says, you know, we can't travel right now, which is true because our show is based on travel. And she goes, in a way, the food that we eat, it's like the vacation that we're not taking right now, because she's picking off breakfast from all around the world, and how people make pizza in Macedonia and Russia and the Thailand. And it's amazing. So I realize we're going to talk about food today. It's like the mini vacation no one is taking, and we're going to present to them today, you know, through our taste buds. So, Peter, I can see.
Stacey, back me up on this. Did he say that we never talk about food on this show?
I think it's been kind of a little while, though.
It's true.
I feel like that used to be a
hot
topic. I bring
up food all the time.
We know you do, Peter. We know that.
It was a very hot topic for a long time, and then it's been a little while, I think, that we've had like a serious. This is a serious food topic today.
Didn't we go over like Halloween candy?
Okay, yes, we definitely did talk about that. But
Mars bars are not the vacation that we're talking about here, Pete. I'm just going to throw that out there.
Hey, man, you take your vacation where you want. I'll take my vacation where I want.
Very good. Very good.
I was unclear. How did Stacey feel about Tootsie Rolls?
I'm pretty sure that was made very clear.
Yeah.
Okay, so what's
feeling feisty that morning, too.
Oh, do we really want to open this can of worms
again? Let's explore that. So, Stacey, John Crowell is sitting here waiting right now, watching you, and he wants to know, what's the hatred on Tootsie Rolls?
They're just not good. They're a fake. I'm going to say that they're a fake. They're chocolate-flavored. Chocolate flavored? I want chocolate. I don't want chocolate flavored. What? But that sounds a little weird, because if I want an orange, I kind of do want orange flavored. Like, sometimes I don't want to go eat an orange. I want like Starburst or something. But I don't ever want chocolate flavored. I want real chocolate. Tootsie Rolls, like, really? No. I do like orange flavored Tootsie Rolls.
I would say I brought up the Tootsie Roll midgets,
which are basically just Starburst.
They are
in a different shape, but I don't like vanilla Tootsie Rolls because that's disgusting.
Those are? Wow. Those are the centers of the bullseyes.
Yes, and that's I take those out and I just eat the caramel of those. John Crowell is not correct. So,
sorry, John.
John, I'm sorry, John. I apologize. I don't know why we got started.
John, you know, John and I.
John's heard about this.
We can settle this off air.
All right. So, Stacey, so on the charity day when they're handing out Tootsie Rolls, do you still participate, or are you like, sir, that's a Tootsie
decline
Roll?
And allow them to utilize those items for somebody else and keep that money, and it then helps the charity even further by not having to waste their money on me. So
you're benevolent. Very nice.
I know. Okay, absolutely.
Since we brought up the charity on the street corner, here, give me some money, I'll give you some candy. Does anybody remember the Lions Club's version of Lifesavers without the holes? Were those not the best
hard candies ever? That might be a Chicago thing.
I think it's probably a Chicago thing.
It could be, because the three of us said, immediately on that.
And Misericordia does Jelly Bellies.
Yes, they do.
And I volunteer. We volunteer for that at the museum, so we get to, like, do the whole Jelly Belly thing, so that's fun.
All right, so here we go.
Albany's Gummies and Jelly Bellies are my two all-time favorite candies.
We need to know, if you're listening to this show and you have a charity that does a fundraiser, and they hand out a food product. What is your food product? In Chicago, we also had Kiwanis Peanut. Remember the salted peanuts, Peter?
Kiwanis Peanut Day.
For Kiwanis Peanut Day. So we want to know.
And then the red poppy flowers for the veteran.
And you put that up there so that when you pull it a light, you like point at that. You're
got me.
Back there.
It could be faded and white. And you're like, no. I already gave.
It's $1, people. It's just $1, people. It's enough. All right. So anyways, that was our partial vacation. We need to take a real vacation. But before we do, let's talk about some good things here. All right? Jen, give me something good in your life.
So the good in my life is we are quickly approaching Christmas, which means I get to decorate for Christmas. We haven't broken out the lights yet. I try to wait till closer to Thanksgiving or after Thanksgiving, but I don't know. This year, I might just give up.
This year, go for it. Whenever you need the boost in your mood, go for it.
Yep. And today, I found a zero tree topper from the Nightmare Before Christmas at Walgreens that will be going on my tree. So I'm super excited about that.
Nice. Stacey, what do you got good?
Jen stole mine, but I'm just going to use it anyway. Also, decorating for Christmas. So if you're watching the video, you can see we have the tree up. But we only did about 25% of our decorations this year, just because you can see like my little Be Merry back there too. Because for one thing, we have crazy kittens who are actually not kittens anymore. They're cats, but they are just very rambunctious. And the fact that the kids are home 24/7, they just create more stuff around the house. And there's just not the surface area that there normally is to kind of put little knickknacks. And I'm just over it. So I'm like, we're just going to have simple. So we kind of have little touches here and there. And I like it. So I don't mind not having 75 stuffed animals all around the living room and all around the front room.
She mispronounced it.
I know. Front room. All around the front room.
The front room.
Front room.
Big guy, what you got good in your life, Peter?
You know what? I'm looking forward to, I've got friends coming down soon. My mom is coming down soon. I'm really excited about that. Hopefully trip doesn't get screwed up because of everything. But I'm just really looking forward to getting some friends and family down here again, because I realized the other night, like January, because everybody was going to be here for marathon weekend in January. Now all of my friends are bailing, so like nobody's coming down for marathon weekend anymore.
Gotcha.
So it's like, oh wow, this is turning out to be kind of depressing.
Scott's still holding off hope. He still is like thinking that there's going to be some miracle. He's not canceling that reservation yet. He canceled the DVC portion of it.
Yeah, I know.
And then rebooked it to Art of Animation. But he's like, he's holding out hope there's going to be like a miracle that happens and everything's lifted and we're going to be able to go. And I'm like, you can hold on to that hope. That's completely fine. But we're not going to be able to go. But okay. Yeah.
Way to go, Buzzkill.
I know.
Hey, before we start, I realized I was actually working on a project and I didn't do any of the preemptive things I usually do. I got the furnace turned on, I got the door open, so if you hear background noise, I'm sure we'll get a one-star review for the background noise, but spare us the one-star review if you hear anything going on in the background here.
I wish Dad would just listen to another show and see if he like really felt that way.
That's an inside joke. We have a troll who likes to ring us up for like the one bad audio we've had in the last 30 shows and likes to penalize us for that. So
one star review, and you know what that review said? Dad.
Exactly.
That was it.
It was from Mark.
That's
it was
all
from
it Dad. Said.
Just anyways, let's get on with the show. So we decided to pare down our 15 categories, which means there's going to be multiple shows of the best thing I ever ate, to just a few for this one to make it more manageable. So we've got three categories. It's going to be, Jen, do you remember what they are?
They're breakfast, festival food, so food and wine, flower and garden, any festival, and then dessert.
Okay, so best one breakfast item, right? You can't say the whole buffet because, like, the people next to you, they might say the whole buffet. The best festival food, one item, and whatever dessert you think. Okay, so we got some good feedback in our Facebook group. You want to go first, and you want to pick off the first ones? We'll just go in order. Is that cool?
Sure.
Okay.
So you want me to start with my list?
Yeah. No. Well, actually, we'll save you for the end. How about you start with Jeremy, and then we'll just go down the list, the actual on the Facebook page.
Perfect. So Jeremy Murray thinks that the best breakfast food is the Gaston's Tavern cinnamon bun. The best festival offering is the filet mignon with wild mushrooms at the Canada booth during food and wine. And then the best dessert is the banana Foster spread pudding with ice cream and caramel sauce at Ohana.
Nice. Guys, have you had, now we've all had the cinnamon bun. Have you had the filet mignon or you've had the bananas Foster spread pudding?
We have not all had the cinnamon bun.
You haven't had the cinnamon bun, Peter?
No. I'm not into cinnamon rolls. I'm really not.
Okay. I only assumed, and I assumed incorrectly. No. Okay.
You know, I'm not a big sweets person. Like, I've seen those things with the 12 pounds of frosting on top, and it's just like, no.
Pass. Okay, hard pass. So, no banana Foster bread pudding? Have you had that, Peter?
That I have had, which is weird because I don't like bread pudding and I can't stand bananas, but that was actually pretty decent. So I liked good. It.
Nice. Stacy's like, yeah.
But I hate bananas.
So good.
Really?
Really?
Yeah.
All right. So I'm the same way. As soon as the banana gets one brown spot or two brown spots, that banana is dead to me. I cannot eat that banana. That's like,
oh no. That's normal. I don't like banana anything.
Oh my gosh.
Like strawberry banana smoothie? Nope. If you put banana in something, I'm out. Because like banana overpowers everything.
Okay.
To me. It's the only thing I can taste if there's banana in something is the bananas.
Okay. We've identified that. How quirky we all are. Very good.
Ugh.
Stacey, you want to do Rickster's?
Yeah. So Rick's best breakfast food is the steak from the Bon Voyage breakfast at Trattoria El Forno. Best festival offering is the Borsin. I tried to make that fancy. What is it? Borsin?
Yeah.
What does that mean?
I don't know.
Okay, the Borsin.
I just heard a commercial for it before,
Mac
so I know
cheese.
How to say it.
It like must a be a French. It's a French cheese.
Maybe. Okay.
It's from Food and Wine.
All right, and then best dessert is a candy bar dessert from Sci-Fi.
Okay, of this
I've never
thing,
had any of those.
Yeah, I haven't had any. Anybody candy bar dessert? No, Peter.
I've had the candy bar, and I had a mac and cheese.
Okay.
So the mac and cheese I thought was good. What wasn't the best, right? And then candy bar is good, but I don't know. I've got a weird thing about Sci-Fi. Like I don't like to eat food in the dark, so.
That is not a good restaurant for you, Dad.
Yeah.
Okay. Very good. Peter, got Cassandra's.
Cassandra said she will be a rule follower this time because her initial post was very much not within the rules. I knew I liked her. But her best breakfast food is the macadamia nut pancakes from Kona Cafe. She's already breaking the rules. See, this is why her and I get along.
She's a girl after my own heart.
This is why her and I get along. She said, or the quiche from Topolino's. The best festival offerings, they've only done one festival and didn't try many offerings, but the spam hash at the Hawaiian booth was a hit. And her best dessert is the pineapple and cream cheese fried wontons from Yak and Yeti.
I've not had those. Have you guys had those?
Mm-mm. I've never eaten the Yak and Yeti.
It's a fun place to eat, but I don't remember the food. Hmm. So, but it's definitely has a really great decor and theming.
They have a mango pie that's really good. It's not my best dessert, but I always get it if I go there. So I'll have to try the wonton.
So I have John Kroll, and he says the best food ever is Tootsie Roll. Take that, Stacy. Have a nice day.
Mm-hmm. Yep. He can even bring his own.
Get him in his pocket because they're nice and mushy. Mm-hmm. Best festival offering was the sushi donut in Japan during the Festival of the Arts. And I actually prompted him later on. I said, John, describe what that is so I know what that is fully.
Oh, it is literally a donut of rice with different fish on top.
As he described it. So, yeah. Peter, you've had it before?
Yeah.
Very good?
I took the tuna side. Missy took the salmon side because I don't like salmon. Okay. And it was good. John, it was a little expensive for what you got, but it's food and wine. What do you expect?
It's the sticky sushi rice formed like a donut with the fish and seaweed on top. And the picture actually does look pretty cool. So, best dessert is bread pudding at Ohana. A double ring for them now. And breakfast is I love the Mickey waffles. So when I was making my list, I was thinking, oh, I can't have something boring like Mickey waffles. I can't just have that. And then I realized, dang, I really like Mickey waffles. You know, I kept on coming back to that.
There's something special about them.
Right? And then if you end up at BOMA, you can get like the Simba waffle as opposed to the Mickey waffle. And I was like, oh, I'm going to be exotic. I'll go with the Simba waffle.
Exotic.
Something completely different.
For sure.
So, and then I'm going to cannibalize.
Are you like a syrup person on your waffles? Or are you like, sometimes they give you the like
jelly or something?
Yeah, it depends. So, as screwy as it is, Jeremy Murray hooked me onto this Vermont maple syrup. He sent me some Vermont maple syrup. Mm-hmm. And he said it was like this platinum award winner. And I never really liked Vermont maple syrup. I was like, I like the fake maple syrup. Because I grew up, you know, what did my grandma go
with? Mrs. Butterworth's.
Right? My grandma went and bought Miss Butterworth's, our log cabin. So that's what I grew up thinking maple syrup was. And then he got me on this one. But I will say that my favorite jelly is like orange marmalade. So I'll have orange marmalade over a syrup if possible. But if not, yeah, this one that Jeremy sent me is redonkulous. Redonkulous, for sure.
Nice.
I'm going to do two, because John's wife, Katie, responded right there. And she said, I agree on the bread pudding. The third vote for the bread pudding. Okay. I actually love the little croissant things with chocolate at the Be Our Guest. And similar or same also at the Trattoria. Also a big fan of the omelets at Park Fair. And my daughter weighed in and said on the festivals, I don't know the name of it, but the chicken dish at Pop Eats. And not sure. But any recollection there, guys? I know there probably could be a lot of chicken dishes there. So.
Yeah, I'm not sure which one that is.
Yeah, it's not jumping out at me. So.
Okay. Jen, you are up with a little bit of controversy here with Jeff.
I know, always so controversy with Jeff.
Right?
It looks like there's a rivalry. I was unaware existed, because Jeff thinks the Animal Kingdom cinnamon roll is better than the one at Gaston's. So if you guys have tried both of them, we need to know which one you prefer, but that's his pick. He says it's better than Gaston's. I don't know why what makes it better, but we'll have to see.
Okay.
And then for festival offering, he says the chimichurri corn cake, which is at the Flavors of Fire booth, or the cake pop. And I will vouch for the cake pop if you guys haven't had it. It's really cool to watch them make it. They do it with liquid nitrogen, and you can get all different kinds of candy on it. And then for dessert, Jeff says chocolate cake from the California Grill.
All right. So it looks like Jeff made his point there on the cinnamon roll, and I don't know. He's got some enemies quickly, doesn't it? Didn't he draw some heat there?
He does that sometimes.
Just to everybody, right? Just to everybody. No. Looks like Jeremy Murray. Jeremy, I know, is a big fan of these Gaston's cinnamon roll. So, Peter, you said no. Jen, you've had a cinnamon roll from Gaston's?
I have, yeah. But I've not had one from Animal Kingdom.
Stacy?
I think I've shared one from Gaston's. I'm, like Pete, not a super sweets person. So it's not memorable to me, but so I'm not very good to go on with it.
I'm sure I'm going to get grilled for this, but I can't believe they'd be made in a separate centralized bakery. they must be made from this same central ice bakery, just transported to two different locations. But anyways, we'll leave the logistics out of this.
Magic in the air. But it looks like Amy Van Swall agrees with Jeff.
Okay.
Did you see that? Agrees with Jeff.
So I'm sure I'm wrong. I'm sure I'm wrong at that. So, okay. Stacey, you're up.
All right, so Tyler Lee says his favorite breakfast food is a tie between the hand-carved bacon at Trail's End and the sticky bun bake at Garden Grill. Okay. Festival is the beef tenderloin tips, mushroom bordelaise sauce, whipped potatoes with garden vegetables, and orange wine slushy to drink. He, like, made a full meal.
Really? And... like, where did all that come from?
I don't remember
that booth.
He was super hungry one day. He's like, all right, I'm getting out my menu. And then his favorite dessert is the ooey gooey toffee cake. So, so good, he said.
And I know Stacey's a fan of that particular one.
Although
she doesn't recognize it when gets a picture of it.
It was far away on my phone.
She thinks it's a cinnamon roll.
Because I thought we had the discussion about, like, I don't even know, Pete. But my choice at the end might surprise everybody. We'll just put it there.
Stacey, you hooked me onto that. We hadn't had it before, and it was that good. But I just want to point out that in Tyler's post, he used capitalization and proper punctuation, and we awakened some food passion in that boy. As soon as he had this post, he was prepared, and he was ready for this one.
He's like, I think he might have wanted to be like a food critic in another life, and like he's like, this is my chance. I've been waiting for this chance for my whole life.
All right, Peter, you are up with Amy's.
So Amy Van Swole says that the best breakfast food you can get at Disney is the cinnamon roll Akusa Fury in Animal Kingdom. Yeah. Again, never had it. Not a big sweets guy, so I will take her word for it. Her and Jeff can come to blows about it on their own terms, their own time. Her favorite festival food, she said that's tough. She'd have to say it's the filet and spetzel. I don't remember the two of those being together.
I don't think they are.
Okay, so that's not just me. Good, good. Glad to know I'm not losing my mind. And the dessert is the sphere at Monsieur Paul.
What is that?
I have no idea. I can't afford to eat there.
I bet it's round.
Same.
I'm thinking, if I had to make a guess, I'm going to bet it's some kind of like a chocolate ball with like mousse or some kind of thing inside.
That's probably true.
Just based off of what I know about Amy, and that's kind of the way Disney rolls with that kind of stuff.
It rolls. I like it, Pete.
We'll get the intern on it. I got JJP's here.
BB, get on it.
Breakfast food. Crystal Palace had a couple of great things, but it's not open. The Whispering Canyon skillet was amazing. Tonga toast is overrated. I usually only do breakfast for an experience.
Okay. JJP is wrong. We'll talk about that later.
We can talk about that in a second.
He is wrong.
Festival food, so many. This year's winner at Food and Wine were probably the cake pops and the vegan options at Earth Eats. So it would surprise.
I feel like that was a kiss up to Chris. I don't know.
Well,
I'm just.
Hang on, Peter. So he's not the only person to mention a vegetarian or vegan item on this list that we're going to read today. So pretty interesting. Desserts.
Wait a minute. You read ahead?
Dessert. This one is
easy. Cheated on the test.
Bread and butter pudding from Raglan Road. The bread pudding at Ohana is good, but not nearly as good as this. So interesting here. So let's explore the first thing he's got here. He's got Tonga toast is overrated. So he states that, and we get the cockles of Jennifer Bachman's hair just stand right on edge, and she responds back, all right, and she says, take that back. So describe Tonga toast if you've never had before, Jen.
Yep, so it is not good for Pete because it has bananas in it, but it is just this really thick bread, and in between is this like gooey, mushy, like sweet banana magic, and then the toast is covered in cinnamon sugar.
And it's deep fried.
Yes, deep fried.
And if you get it at Kona Cafe, they serve it with this strawberry compote that you can pour all over it, and if you ask nicely, they'll bring you an extra container of it, because if you're like me, you want to pour two of them on there because that's the best part of the whole thing. Because if you get it at Captain Cook's, they don't serve it with the strawberry compote. Okay, and so that's a crime.
We need to put a poll up that says Tonga Toast, yes or no, and see what people say about it. Don't you agree? We should do that and figure this out.
But isn't it cheaper at Captain Cook's too, though?
It is. And I'm like, is it because of the strawberries? Because, I mean, that can't be that expensive.
It's like significantly cheaper. I think it's like a $6 difference.
Yeah. I mean, I can go buy some strawberry compote for $6.
Yeah.
And have it more than once.
I wonder if it would be good with the Bananas Foster sauce from the bread pudding.
That would be,
I'll need to make friends with somebody and get that.
Okay, can I ask you guys this question? Because I've never had it. When you had that in the morning, is that a good theme park starting breakfast type meal? Or is that like the old brick in the old belly? Because it sounds like it could be.
The last time I had it was after a race. And it was great. I think it might have been after our half marathon, marathon weekend, and it was perfect. But that's probably because I just run a half marathon.
I've seen you drink a beer from a stranger's hand before, Stace, after a marathon. So don't worry about that. Jen, is it a good morning food?
I have a good app. And there's not a ton of times when I don't finish a meal, but there were some mornings I had it where I couldn't eat the whole thing. I mean, it's a very big filling.
Mm-hmm.
Gotcha. Okay. You are up, Jen, with Tamara's, I think.
Okay. So she... here we go again. So we have another vote for breakfast for the Gaston cinnamon roll. Best festival offering. She lists the food and wine, the Impossible Sliders, and that's the meatloaf sliders.
Mm-hmm.
So Chris, I think she's sucking up to you there. And then for dessert, the pineapple Dole Whip with coconut rum, which that's not dessert. That's just like time, right?
That's dessert. That's lunch. That's snack. That's all of the things.
Is it a precursor to an anteater?
Breakfast, if you're capable of it.
Nice. Peter, can I ask you, if you had a choice between Dole Whip and Dole Whip with coconut rum, what would you pick?
Well, it depends. Who's pouring the coconut rum and what kind of coconut rum is it?
I agree with that.
Hmm. Interesting. Okay, give me your selection.
Do you like the dark?
No. It's preferably Malibu. And because Disney doesn't do Malibu rum, they have a contract with Captain Morgan, so they have Parrot Bay. If they had the Parrot Bay overproof 90, I'm in. And if I'm the one that's pouring it, I am definitely in.
Peter, that's a 90 proof rum?
Yeah.
You're going to get a 90 hotel room for a nap. Rum. Okay, very good. Very good. All right. Stacy, Cindy. Oh, yes. And by the way, Cindy Altman right now. Cindy Ellicott here. Oh my gosh, can this woman talk about food? No matter what she talks about, she could make McDonald's sound like the greatest meal in the history of food.
She's the best.
She is the best.
Mm-hmm. All right, so her best breakfast, and what Chris said there, like what she says, like we should all immediately next trip be going and getting these things because she knows what she's talking about.
100%.
So best breakfast, bacon and eggs with cheddar grits at the Wave. Best festival offering is the spicy hummus fries at Morocco. And best dessert is a sticky toffee pudding at Rose and Crown.
The hummus fries are super good. I would suggest getting some extra tzatziki sauce for it, though, because they can be a little dry. But flavor-wise, they're incredibly good.
Peter, I had to ask her. I said, describe that. And so she put a picture out here, crispy on the outside, soft on the inside like a falafel. She chatted with a cast member, and he told me they have chickpeas, cumin, smoked paprika, coriander, parsley, dill, and a little cayenne, served topped with tomatoes, cucumber, onions, and tzatziki, drizzled with a spicy aioli. And the picture is not to be believed right now.
Amazing. They're so good.
Amazing. But
I think I've had them three times.
So I'm glad you talked about that. Because I was thinking like French fries with hummus on top, and I couldn't get the appeal of that. So I'm glad you cleared that up.
Oh man, it looks amazing. But you know, I'm willing. Like Stacy says, if Cindy says it's good, I will try it because.
I mean, it's think of it. It's kind of it's a very thick hummus when they do it, and it's very chilled. So if you've ever had like deep fried polenta, where it's crispy outside but creamy inside, it's very similar texture wise to that.
Gotcha. Peter, you are up with Jen's husband Joe, and you have to do it with a good French accent at a point here, just so you know.
Let me see. So I'm not doing any accents today because I don't want to offend people.
Okay.
Although, like Chris and Stacy both know, I have been known to do some pretty offensive accents.
Although I do see a comment here, I think that Chris might have been trying to get out of something because there is literally a comment here that says from Jennifer, Joe, I am totally going to let Chris Malik
read here we go. Breakfast, the bacon and cheese roll from the bakery in France. I know that's not the correct way to say it, but as long as they're going to be rude, I'm going to be a bit stereotypical American. Sorry. All right, so that's for my buddy Joe. Festival offering, German beer and pierogies, and dessert is pineapple bread pudding, preferably after eating my weight in grilled shrimp at Ohana. Man, so, you know, it was a long time thing about a former host of a show that never ate at Ohana with the resort loop. But I've never eaten at Ohana. And this bread pudding is like everyone's like to-go-to dessert. So I'm missing out on something.
Good.
Maybe we got to make a point, Pete. When this is all done, maybe we'll go there and gorge ourselves.
Hey, man. Sure. Let me know. Yeah.
And Chris, I think you can get it at the Tambu Lounge. If Ohana's not open.
Okay. So one of my favorite things is going to be very similar, but I've never had this, so I've got to do it. So it could be at the Tambu Lounge as well, too, the bread pudding?
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Joe, I got you covered. Don't worry, brother.
Tambu Lounge stops serving food at 10:30, though, on weekends. So just be aware.
Pete, I'm a dad of three.
It's
I haven't
like
seen 10:30
like
in years.
It's like 8 o'clock. It's like 8 o'clock during the week.
Gotcha. All right. Then, Pete, you have to pinch hit here for Andrea.
All right. No, I got to get back out of the extra stuff. There we go. Andrea Harrison says, the school bread is the best breakfast. They don't even open until like 11. I don't know if I could say that's breakfast.
She's at Disney. She can have whatever she wants for breakfast at whatever time she wants.
I did question her.
Brunch.
I said, you mean the snack at Norway? And she said yes. So it's okay. It's okay.
Her favorite festival food, she says the lobster roll and dessert. She's a friend of Stacy's going with the ooey gooey toffee cake at Liberty Tree Tavern.
I wonder if she knows they serve the lobster roll over at Saratoga Springs. So, good tip. They do serve.
I didn't know that.
They do serve that there as well too. Just an artist palette.
Are you guys yay or nay for school bread? Because for years I kept meaning to try it, and it was just something that never happened. And I finally got it, and it was awful.
Yeah, I'm
meh. Yeah, I tried it once and I didn't need to get it again. It was okay. Yeah.
It was okay.
Yeah, it's just so thick.
Yeah, it was okay. It was nothing that made me want to go get a second piece of it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So you are up, Jen. Got a couple more.
Okay. So Heather McDonald, for breakfast, she says pulled pork Benedict at Trails End. Festival is the escargot in brioche from the French booth. And then dessert is the hummingbird cake from Homecoming.
Mm.
I've not had any of those.
Peter, have you had the hummingbird cake?
No. I don't do cake.
Gotcha. Stacy?
I've not, no.
Tim Van Swole's favorite dessert of all time, just so you know. So I was surprised the big guy didn't respond here. So
he did. He's at the end.
Gotcha.
And he did not choose it.
He did not choose it. I guess I can't say it's not the favorite of all time, but he came home literally raving of this hummingbird cake and whatnot. So, last one for you, Stacy.
All right. So that is Tim Van Swole. So he said the best breakfast food is a banana bread pudding at Tusker House. Irish sausage and potatoes is his food and wine pick. And the raspberry macaroon is at the France in the World Showcase. So he switched over to the raspberry macaroon as his best dessert, but I bet he just forgot about the hummingbird cake.
Oh, he didn't forget. So. Don't worry. It's pervasive in his mind. I know. I know. All right. So what do you guys got? Let's share what ours are. So our guest first, Jen, what's your favorite festival?
All right. My favorite festival food. Okay. So I went with the Kalua pork sliders that are in the Hawaii booth at Food and Wine. Okay. And so if you've not had them, it's like, first of all, it's a great snack for walking, which is important, I think, at Epcot. Too many things with fork and knives don't work out. You're on top of a trash can. So I wanted something walkable. It's pulled pork that's Kalua flavored with sweet and sour pineapple chutney. And then they put this, like, spicy mayonnaise on the top of it, and it's all in a brioche bun, and it is so good. Obviously, I'm passionate about this.
I'm just making a big old mess of stuff. But I'm going to show you something. I'm going to show you something you have to get before you go to Food and Wine next time. Go to Walmart.
Uh-oh.
In the camping section. They are... But they're way better than the ones at the parks. And it was like a dollar. They're attached, so you don't lose it. And you just rinse them off in the little hand wash stations.
I'm not sure if that's a good thing. We're trying to decide, Peter. That's noble and efficient. We're just not sure.
Hey,
where do
I don't
you
have
keep
to,
those?
I don't,
yes.
Are they on your belt loop?
You could. Or you could just stick them in somebody's backpack.
There you go.
In a Ziploc bag.
Peter, so what would your festival food be? Are you using your portable silverware with that?
The best thing I've had at the festival recently has been the worm raclette cheese.
Okay. What do they serve it with? I mean, I know how it comes out.
It's vegetables and...
Gotcha.
But, I mean, it's so good.
So, people might not know how that cheese is, like, warmed up and how they, like, pull it from the top. Describe the process. Do you see it, or is it just handed to you, Peter?
It's handed to you. Okay. Yeah. No, it's handed to you.
Oh, okay. 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 There's a really... It's almost like...
They take a blowtorch, and they just melt the cheese and scrape it off and
yes.
put it on.
It's craziness. Okay. Stacey, your festival food.
I don't have a whole lot to say on this because our first festival was just back in August for the Food and Wine, but it was kind of the light version and there wasn't a whole lot out and it just wasn't really the right time for our family to enjoy the festival with all the kids and everything. So I only got to experience one booth and it wasn't super great. But we did get to go into the big pavilion behind Canada and see a few different things in there. And I had a lot of fun doing the taste tests for the maple syrup. So I would say that was probably my favorite thing to do back there. And I kind of regret not purchasing a bottle of the maple syrup that I tasted. But it was at the end of the trip. We'd already spent a little bit of money. And I'm like, can I really convince my husband that we should walk away with a $40 bottle of syrup? Probably not. So,
although I will say the one that they age in the Applejack whiskey barrels.
That was probably my favorite one. I think that was really good.
I really kind of wanted to buy that too, but I didn't.
Nice. Next time. So hopefully they'll be there again in the future and we can.
They were there last year and then they were there again this year. So I have a feeling they're going to be kind of a staple for a while, hopefully.
Good. Yeah.
Speaking of your maple syrup, let's go right back to you for your breakfast item. What is your one breakfast item, Stacey?
Mine is something that I literally think about. It used to be daily and now it's gone to like a few times a week. Ale and Compass shrimp and grits. Hmm. Oh my gosh. And I got it on a whim over a marathon weekend last year. And I'd never had grits before. And I'm like, should I get this, you know, basic breakfast or should I get this new thing that I've never tried before? And I was like, get the new thing. You've never tried it. I was so glad that I tried it because it was just phenomenal. It's like it was cheese grits and shrimp. And I seriously think about it almost every single day. So we do have a reservation for Ale and Compass in January if the miracle of all miracles happens and COVID disappears and we can travel there. But If not, it will be a staple reservation for years to come because it's amazing.
Nice. Peter, how about you, buddy?
My breakfast, I cheated. I went off property.
Okay. Hit us.
And unfortunately, I went off property to a place that is now no longer in operation because of COVID. They've been forced to close down permanently. But the Market Street Cafe in Celebration, Florida was my favorite breakfast spot since I've moved here.
Okay. What do they have? What really drew you there, buddy?
You know what? It wasn't so much what they had for breakfast. It was the fact that they would let me order lunch for breakfast because I don't like breakfast.
Okay.
Nice. So I think one time I went there with my mom and my aunt and Missy, and I had a gyros for breakfast.
Nice. Describe it, Peter. Is it a coffee shop? Because it's rare that I see you like so like I mean, you're passionate.
Yeah, it's like a little. It was just a little cafe. It was probably 30 tables.
Nice.
They had some seating outside on the sidewalk and. You know, it was nice. They had a server who was always there. Her name was Helen. She was British. She was Carly and Jeff and Riley's favorite server because they went there twice on their July trip with me.
Okay.
And like, she was a super good server. She recognized them the second time they came, knew what they wanted to drink, and knew what they were ordering for breakfast.
Oh, that's a winner of a place right there. That's sad that closed. Yeah.
All right. Jen, how about you? Give me some breakfast food.
All right. So I'm actually really surprised, guys, this hasn't come up yet. So I went with the breakfast lasagna at Crystal Palace, which if you've not had it, it's not like lasagna. It is pancakes and waffles and pound cake with this like custard situation and binding it all together, and then pastry cream on the top with bananas, blueberries, and raspberries. And
wow.
So rich and so good. I'm sure it's like your daily calorie allotment in one slice, but it's amazing.
Nice.
That sounds really good.
I'm going to chime in here with one of mine, and I too like the bread pudding, but I like the one from Boma because it's a French toast bread pudding. So in all of that menu with all of the ethnic food, it's like this American thing right in the middle.
Yes.
But it's amazing. And
they have that vanilla sauce that they have with it too.
Exactly.
Yeah, so good.
I don't recommend more than like the size of a piece. Maybe it's 2x2 there, or your blood sugar goes through the roof, but it is absolutely amazing. With one. Or maybe I could steal this one and say mine is the Zebra Domes and has been and has will always be the Zebra Domes over at Animal Kingdom Lodge. So they're polarizing, though. I've seen people love them, and I've seen people say, meh, overrated. But the first time I had it, I said, that's for me. So for me, it's a Zebra Dome. Simple. Easy. Jen, how about you?
Yeah. I'm unfortunately not a Zebra Dome person. I really want to be, but I just can't get on board. But that's okay. More for you. So I'm going to go with Tim here. My favorite dessert is the raspberry macaron in the French bakery in Epcot. And it's so good, guys. Like, there's raspberry jam in it and lime cream, and it's like these perfect cookies. And I can eat that every day.
The next time you're here, if you have a car, I'm going to suggest something to you. There is a macaron shop in downtown Celebration. They have a dozen or so different flavors, significantly less money than Disney, and actually better macarons.
And all right, Jen, I am supposed to be there with a car in December, so I will
find you.
But Jen, if you don't have a car, you know people who live there that do have cars. So I'm just going to throw it there. Peter, give me your dessert, buddy. I know you're not a sweets guy, but let's go down that. If you had to have one,
yeah, I'm going Dole Whip. I mean, you know, it's Dole Whip for
breakfast. Broke, don't fix it.
Dole Whip for dinner. You might as well have it for dessert too, man.
Nice. Does it have to be from a specific location, Peter? Captain Cook's?
No. I guess technically, if you wanted to get really technical about it, I would go spiky pineapple. Uh-oh, we lost Jen.
She'll be back.
Okay. The spiky pineapple over at the Poly is literally just Dole Whip pineapple rum with a float of dark rum on top.
Okay.
So, I mean, that's a pretty good dessert to me.
Gotcha.
I'm good with that.
Does it make a difference where you get it, Peter? Honestly, does it make... I'm asking you seriously because...
The mix is the same. Doesn't matter really where you get it.
Because they serve it at what's the Brazilian chicken restaurant by... You know what it is. It's
yeah. Nando's Piri Piri.
Yes. And they serve it at like the St. Louis Zoo. They serve it at a bunch of places. So anything... no, doesn't matter.
Menchie's frozen yogurt has Dole Whip a lot of times.
Gotcha. Stacey, finish us off here. Give me a dessert.
Okay, so Legally Toffee Cake was my number one, and then I made it over quarantine the first time right away and did overkill. And so I think I need a break from it. We broke up for a little while there. So I am going to go with the Ohana bread pudding. It is amazing. So we've talked about it enough.
Do you think there's a chance for this relationship to rekindle itself, Stace?
I'm sure, especially because I don't think mine was nearly as good as the one at Disney. We didn't have the good ice cream either, but it was just a little bit too much.
Gotcha.
Especially since I had made a whole huge pan.
Nice. And, nice.
Yeah, it was too much.
Gluttony Incorporated, right?
Exactly. Yeah, exactly.
Exactly.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So that's just, we did three. We have other ones like best alcoholic drink, best non-alcoholic drink.
Just discussed that it would be the spiky pineapple.
There we go. Best lunch, best dinner, best quick service. There's a bunch, best buffet. We've got a bunch that we have to cover. And, you know, I realize that, you know, if you're listening, you're looking for that distraction. You're looking for that getaway. And I don't know if there was all that many that actually repeated itself on our list. What really repeated itself? We had the Ohana bread pudding. What else repeated itself, guys? What can we say?
The cinnamon roll.
The macaroon, right? But look at the variety of people and like the things people have said that you would probably never think of getting before. Would you have thought about getting the Impossible sliders? Maybe not. But they made somebody's list, right? The Kahlua pulled pork. Would you think that's even a combination? No, but it made Jen's list. So try something. It could just be like the distraction you need right now. So that's all we're saying. All right, Jen. So you go down quite a bit, or several times a year, right? And mm-hmm. you're Disney Vacation Club members. Is that correct, Jen?
Yep.
And where are you members at?
We're members at Animal Kingdom.
Okay. So you're members at Animal Kingdom. You stay frequently at the lodge, or you try to vary it up when you go on vacation?
Well, so truthfully, we just became members last year, and then like all of our trips were canceled because of COVID, so we've not stayed at Animal Kingdom yet. If we get to go in December, that'll be our first home trip.
Gotcha. Okay, I'm trying to ascertain then, where do you stay when you go down, because that might affect your food choices going forward or your list. Where have you stayed?
So it just depends. I'm trying to work my way through all the resorts. So I've got a little Disney bucket list going. So it kind of just depends on what kind of trip it is and what our budget is. We tend to go back to Pop a lot.
Okay.
It's just great with kids. But, you know, just depends on trip.
Nice. Stacey, Peter, if you're staying at a resort, a DVC resort, let's say you're staying at the Poly, or let's say you're staying at Bay Lake, do your food choices dictate the quality of your trip, or like where you go and eat, or it doesn't matter? You need to have that. You're going there no matter where you're staying.
I don't care.
You don't care. Stacey, how about you?
No, I will go wherever I have to get what I want.
Yeah, it really depends. Like sometimes we have a heavy ADR trip. Sometimes we only book a couple because we're trying to, you know, it just really depends on what we're doing. But where we stay doesn't affect anything.
Okay, well, let me try and change your mind. And here's my point to all this, is that when I've stayed with some of my best vacations and my best eating vacations, it's because I've almost forced myself to eat at the resort that I have, even though it might not be the choice that I want to eat at. Some of the best food options are things I would have never tried before. I know you're like, yeah, Saratoga Springs and Artist Palette and whatnot, but like, we've been forced to go over to Disney Springs and we've had food that have been like amazing. And when we've stayed at the boardwalk, we ended up having stuff that we would have never considered on the boardwalk. And yeah, we walked around to, you know, the swan and the dolphin, but by force we were there. We were like, okay, let's make it out of convenience. And it was like, now it's the thing that we crave. So you don't have to go and sit on that bus or go and get the Uber or the now defunct minivan. You know, you can eat what's at your resort. It's going to be great there as well too. So just my point. Anyways, if you've listened this long, you know, we're going to put a post up on the, let's put it up on Edcot, a Tonga toast, a yay or nay post in Tonga toast. So voice your opinion and let us know if we've missed something on your list and participate in the next ones. We're going to have more categories as we come up in the future. So that's our Facebook group, which is Edcot, E-D-C-O-T. And I understand our Instagram page now has a lot more content.
So much more.
So like
it is quadrupled in a day.
And it is completely random. All seasons in one day.
Explosive in one day. But we promise that our Instagram page will make you laugh and smile. So follow us there as well. Outside of that, guys, I think we're golden. Is that right?
Yeah.
All right.
We're good. Now I'm hungry.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. Find us all in our Edcot group. I would say what Jen's Facebook group is, but you know what? Contact us all in the same Facebook page. We're all part of the same group, EDCOT. So, yep. For my co-host Stacy and Peter, and for our guest co-host Jen, I'd like to thank you and have a great day.
See everybody.
Bye, everyone.
Bye.